Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I'm Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, we will read at verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all of this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. All of the prophets spoke of the coming of Jesus Christ, from Moses to Malachi. Moses, whom I consider the first prophet, told us of him in the tabernacle and told us of the coming of Jesus in the tabernacle offerings and the sacrifices and the commandments and even the furnishings. The table of showbread pointed to Jesus as the bread of life. The candlesticks pointed to him as the light of the world. The altar of incense pointed towards Jesus as the one who receives and accepts our prayers. All of the offerings were a type of Jesus Christ, the meal offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering, and even the whole burnt offering. They all point to Jesus Christ. This 23rd verse is one of those verses like John 3:16. It contains the whole history and plan of redemption in just a few words. God with us hints that there was a time when God was not with us, a time when sin had separated us from him. It suggests that man turned back to God and God was reformed or recreated inside of us, and we received again the divine nature that we had when he first created us. This verse is a direct quote from Isaiah 7:14. The only difference is that Matthew tells us what Emmanuel means. To quote Matthew, he said, which is being interpreted or translated, God with us. The reason for this interpretation or translation was not for the first century Jewish converts. They knew what Emmanuel meant from the Old Testament. It was for the non-Jew, the Gentile, to understand. It tells me that God wanted the truth of this gospel to be known not only to the Jewish converts of the first century, but to all God's people everywhere and for all time. Emmanuel means God with us. This prophecy was given by Isaiah at one of the lowest points in the history of Israel and Judah. The kings of Judah had just lost 120,000 of its citizens in war, and another 200,000 had been captured. His fortified cities were falling, and it would not be long before the very walls of Jerusalem would fall. But King Ahaz refused to trust God. God told him in Isaiah 7 and 9, If you will not believe, surely you will not be established. Then the prophet Isaiah went to the king and said, Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign, O king. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. But it took 700 years for this prophecy to be fulfilled. And now, 700 years later, God came to Joseph in a dream. And while he thought about what to do with his pregnant fiancée, the Lord came to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. The baby that she is carrying is not yours, Joseph. God impregnated her with holy seed. And verse 21 tells us, And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. His name shall be called Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. And now we see before our very eyes the 700-year-old prophecy come into realization. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This verse, more than any other verse in the Bible, tells us